Earlier today, CKCU station manager Matthew Crozier spoke with Mick Panesar in Toronto. Mick is a former chair of the board of directors at CKCU and a former host of the Special Blend. He met Roberto for the first time as his neighbor.
We used to live together in Old Ottawa South in the same neighborhood, and I remember he came over to, I think, borrow something, and I'd talked to him a couple of times, but I'd never really sat down and talked to him, but he came over, knocked on the door, and I said, come on in, and offered him a cup of coffee, which he graciously accepted because he's a very much a coffee aficionado, and we just sat together and we had a long chat, and he's definitely the type of person that you can sit down with, and he's just so embracing and welcoming, and you just feel like you've known him for years, even if it's your first conversation. And I really remember that first deep conversation I had with him, because it really was deep. It was we talked about his family and about his story of arriving from Guatemala to Ottawa and the challenges he had been facing, and his family and so on. So just a really open individual, and you get that right away when you would meet him. He was incredible warmth and generosity of spirit.
A person who was active in the community, as you obviously have been. Did you work on any community actions together?
We did. We worked on, he was very much involved with Latin American Solidarity, so we were often at the same events or in the same meetings organizing, and he was a powerful speaker, as I'm sure many of the other participants on this show will also mention. Very powerful orator, but also a good organizer, and he would really put a lot of time into organizing and bringing together people. He was a great person in terms of bringing together often very different people together from different communities, because no matter where he would go in life, he would just attract people to him. Whether he was going out to buy a loaf of bread at the store and meeting strangers and ending up having half-hour-long conversations with them, or whether he was out on the streets or wherever he was, he just was really, people would just gravitate towards him. So often at gatherings, he'd bring together these disparate peoples, and you'd end up meeting people through him. So he was a very strong member of the social justice community within Ottawa in terms of organizing.
I would agree with you. You seem to know all kinds of people. I remember, you know, early years out looking for fundraising, and I would try to mine the gold of the soccer community, and I'd run into people that I had no idea would know Roberto Miranda.
Yeah.
And yet he'd already got to them, often weeks or possibly months before I had asked them.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And he would, funding drive time, he would get out there and contact people, way ahead of anyone else. And they'd say, oh, we already donated to Punto de Encuentro or whatever, whatnot. So he was definitely such a strong presence in the community, whether it was where he worked. But often, as I said, just just wandering out in the city, he would just meet people and he would talk to them and he would just befriend them. So just an incredible and very, very powerful spirit. And despite all he had gone through, I mean, this is a person, along with his family, who had to flee Guatemala because of political persecution, and his brother was actually assassinated for his own political work, so he ended up having to flee and arrive in a country where he didn't know how to speak English at all, and started from scratch. And even with all the suffering he and his family had been through, he just had this incredible generosity of spirit and sort of an unshakable faith in not only religion, in his own religious upbringing, but also just in people. He had this incredibly deep faith in people and in the ability of people to change the world.
You had a chance to hear, I would imagine, countless radio shows. What did you think of him on Punto de Encuentro?
Well, you see, you always heard his passion shine through, whether it was an interview about something very deep or even something that was, about whatever it was. He was always, you could see his passion shine through in his voice. And although my Spanish is certainly not great, I would actually try to listen as often as possible, just because I loved his presence, and he had a great knowledge of Latin American music as well. So he was really quite fun to listen to, and that passion was not anything fake. That was sort of him in real life. So wherever you were, whenever you were talking to him, that passion would come through.
Now, you had a chance to come down to the funeral on the last weekend?
I did, yes. We had a chance to visit with him a few times in the last couple of months as the illness was worsening, unfortunately. And I'm thrilled he was able to make it to his birthday. That was his big goal, was to make it to his birthday and use that as a celebration of his life. So on January 21st, it was a nice gathering of a couple of hundred people in the basement of his church, and it was just a really amazing event where, again, even with his illness, he was bringing together people to celebrate and get together, and that's how he wanted it. He really wanted to pass on with dignity and grace, and with people moving forward, not, you know, obviously remembering what he did and who he was, but also moving forward. So, and that came through even in the funeral, a very inspirational funeral where his children are incredibly courageous, and his wife is as well, and they were able to speak and present some poetry, and incredibly powerful. And then the funeral was really very much, although it's obviously it was solemn, it was also a celebration of his life in the presence of music and poetry, and you could really feel the love and the warmth in the room as the service proceeded.
So how do you think you'll remember him, Mick?
Oh, in so many ways. I'll remember his laughter. I'll remember his sense of humor. I'll remember his unwavering faith in humanity. I'll remember his commitment to social justice. I'll just remember his friendship and his love of his friends and other people in the community, even strangers. Just a really kind of a role model. When I think of him, I just kind of think, you know, if I could be even half the person he was, I'll be doing pretty well.
No basta rezar. Hacen falta muchas cosas para conseguir la paz. Para conseguir la paz.
That was CKCU station manager Matthew Crozier in conversation with Mick Panesar. Mick is a former chair of the board of directors of CKCU and a former host of the Special Blend. Today he is a teacher in Toronto.